Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, a weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome and thank you for joining me again this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection is on Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, as on the day at Massah in the wilderness, when your fathers put me to the test and put me to the proof, though they had seen my work. For 40 years I loathed that generation, and said, they are a people who go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Therefore I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Think for a few minutes about where you've spent your time this past week, what activities you've been involved with, what kind of schedule you've kept, and who you've spent time with. If you are a student, you've probably been sitting in classrooms toiling over homework assignments and tests, socializing with friends, and sleeping. For those who have jobs, you've likely spent lots of hours at your workplace, squeezing in some recreational activities on the weekends and evenings. Housewives and retired persons might be in the house on their own quite a bit, seeing that all the household chores are getting done, meals cooked, gardens tended, phone calls made. Whatever your current situation is, our days are filled with the busyness and activities of living in this world, fixing problems, paying bills, catching up with friends, providing meals for the family, and looking after those who are unwell. Life can be exciting, fun, or it could be lonesome and tiresome. All of these activities, even the necessary ones, can be stressful. We all need respite from the challenges of daily rigors, to give up our burdens to a loving God, and to take the focus off of ourselves. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. These words may sound familiar to you. They are the scripture verses that have been part of our Lutheran Matin service for centuries. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. Beautifully rich in biblical language for the Israelites then, and for us still today, these words urge us to set aside our worries and fears for a moment and recall the greatness of the Lord our God, greater than all gods and King of all kings. This Lord, our holy God, is our shepherd, and we are the sheep of his hand. He knows each one of us by name, and we hear his voice. A good shepherd watches over his herd of sheep diligently and faithfully, protecting them from all harm and dangers. Do you doubt God's presence in your life? Do you think yourself a sheep too small and insignificant for our Lord, the great shepherd, to notice or care about? It might be easy to fall into that temptation. In fact, it might be easy to fall into all sorts of temptations of the world as we are busily going about our days. Satan would like to lure us into all kinds of traps, spending money on things we don't need and can't afford, lusting after a man or woman who is not our spouse, watching pornography on the internet, making shady deals at work, betraying a friend's trust by gossiping, or rebelling against our parents' wishes. There's an entire smorgasbord of wasteful, sinful activities that we could get caught up in when we forget the Lord our God, when we forget that we are the sheep of his hand, whom he loves and cares for more deeply and steadfastly than any other person, ruler, king, relative, or friend. Not one of us is free of these temptations. Not one of us is without sin, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Yet still, we are each a sheep in God's hand. He created us. He loves us. He forgives us. And it's not wrong to be busy doing the proper things we need to do to survive and provide for our families. It isn't wrong to enjoy the world around us by taking time to hike, swim, pick flowers, paint, play, or sing. God delights in us when we use the gifts He has given us to His glory. This psalm reminds us that we are in God's hand even when we get too caught up in ourselves. And we didn't put ourselves there either. No, God is the doer and has put His hands safely around us, the same hands which formed all the earth and now protect us, His beloved creation. We are not in God's hand because of anything we've done on our own to get there, but we can jump out of His hand. We can chase after the foolish ways of the world, seeking to make something of ourselves based on our own efforts rather than trust in God. We can decide to reject the cup of salvation, the living water of eternal life given to us in Christ's body and blood, rather than call on the name of the Lord. We can harden our hearts against God, rebelliously reject all His good and gracious gifts of love, forgiveness, mercy, and grace, and join the wicked of the world who mock, taunt, and scorn Christ and His followers. But God's word in this psalm today warns against that. If we become those people who go astray in our hearts and do not follow the way of the Lord, we will not enter God's rest, which is life everlasting in heaven. Rather, let us desire to be a people united in Christ Jesus. Yes, still living amidst much tribulation now of temptations, earthquakes, floods, droughts, pain, death, wars, and rumors of war, but living with our hope securely fastened on the God we worship, the Creator God, Redeemer and Rock of our salvation, our loving Shepherd. On Sunday, the day of the Lord, let us enter His presence in His holy house with thanksgiving for all He has done for us. Let us humbly bow before the Lord our Maker. Let us rejoice that our Good Shepherd is with us through all our trials, all our temptations, and in all the busyness of our days. We don't deserve it. Maybe some days it is difficult even to feel it, but God's faithfulness and steadfast love for you and for me will remain forever. To Him be all the glory. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for the power of Your love in our lives. Watch over us in all our doings in life and protect us from the evil one, as You have promised. Guide us to humbly yet joyfully come into Your presence with thanksgiving and praise Your name in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.